knowledge slides, or real knowledge is connected and marked by personal curiosity. My earliest school memory may just come from first grade. I got written up for something, maybe
forgot to draw arms on his stick figure.
Which frankly happened a lot. What I didn't forget was her expression when she saw that. Though, bless her heart, early teachers are angels. I ripped out a page out of the punishment book, and when my mom spoke to her, I got busted somehow. Maybe there was another complaint, or I ripped out the wrong one. Something funny, because they laughed and left me the heck alone. My next big memory is my parents helping me with a bear mask, as in doing all the work. It had a proper elastic band in the back, brand new, and well-painted bear face in watercolor, with cut-out eyes on sturdy Bristol paper. I had only one line to say, no two appearances counting the introduction, and the line was, "Grrr, grrr." I remember it to this day. And to this day, my heart hurts that in all the fear from stage fright, I forgot to pull my mask over my face. But all the other kids had their masks on their foreheads. I still remember some of them. It was such a long time ago. The third memory is playing Happy Birthday on the cymbals. I was able to read the notes and actually hear the song in my ears. I heard it. The teacher, of course, did not like it, and a couple of years later turned out to be a monster anyways, where multiple bullies were punching me in the face, and she slowly turned her head away because it wasn't her problem. Well, it is now. As you can imagine, this was a precious moment for a young philosopher, and I milked it for all that it contains. Let me tell you something. The situation with schools is a lot worse than it seems. All three of these moments mark intellectual mountain peaks of a little kid. I make them special. My unique characteristics as a human being, as an earthling, and a kid born of many generations of warriors, hunters, gatherers, handsome apes, happy little monkeys, and cute as heck shrews, and other incredibly, incredibly amazing creatures. And I am also a consciousness that arose from physics and chemistry and biology, and so many accidents across such a number of years that our minds couldn't possibly grasp the number, even if I did tell you what that number was. I am unique. Unique as heck. And you know what? So are you. You are just as unique as everyone else, and every other creature everywhere. Yes, we have predispositions, and we can exploit them. But randomness does not account for things like generative art, or making masks, or composing music, or Commodore Basic, a programming language and operating system combo. Better than our predispositions are our private curiosities, and those are absolutely of our own making, because they depend on where we go, what we look at, what captures our attention, what we enjoy, what we would like to enjoy, where we would like to go. So curiosities are much more than predispositions. You are not a random accident of nature. You are you. Messing with grades and warning notes or whatever, such a silly thing that I messed up in the first grade or so, turned out to be one of the coolest things I ever did. After I saw it done right in the 1983 War Games movie, some years down the road. And I understood everything smoothly and instantly. War dialing, which is randomly scanning for other modems, connecting to computers and accessing and interacting with a program on a remote machine. This helped me see what programming was for and how it all worked years before organized networks like the internet. It helped me become a programmer. Ripping out that little page from the little punishment book, it was called Dzienniczek, I think, actually helped me towards programming. My acting gig as a bear had profound consequences as well. When I arrived in America, all the TV shows were talking about getting in touch with your inner child. Well, my vision quest to my childhood actually took me to meet my inner animal, because I was still a child. But I tell you what, I learned that you never stop dressing up for Halloween, because we each have an affinity towards some creature. Find your inner animal and run or dance with it and never forget it and be proud of it. Mine ended up being a house cat. But you know what? I make it fierce. Arr. I am unashamed to wear a tail for the entire duration of October. And every year, without a fail, something really funny happens. And I laugh. I laugh for many months. I kid you not. More than that, when looking from this tiny intellectual mountain peak, going beyond just a handsome tail or a face mask is an art form, cosplay. It's a job. It's a career as a photographer. And a beautiful coffee table book. It takes you straight into the Kicknet stories about the nine-tailed fox, for which I was just generating AI art for. My little bear mask, something so incredibly silly, came with more directions to branch out into and study than I have time for. And my happy birthday song, for which I was basically punished because I was not allowed to hear the music in my ears, but to match the metronome. Here, the music teacher ripped out the sound of music away from me and graded me down as a loser. Let me tell you something. There is a class of mystical programs called music trackers, and I have been carefully staring at them for decades. You really have to stare at them a lot. And I did reverse engineer the bigger thoughts and ideas and the workflows behind them. Now, I personally use a standard digital audio workstation layout. My preferred program that I can afford is LMMS. But the windows, and instrument settings are always overlapping on me. It's not the perfect user interface. The music tracker is a single screen user interface. It is powerful, even compatible with text mode screens, like the ones you see in hacker movies, like the 1960s technology. And I am building a visual programming language in part because of Tone.js and web audio. And I am ready to pay for good AI that generates fresh songs. All of this because I heard the melody of a song I played for a couple of seconds and became enchanted with my own way towards music. What that monster needed to do was to encourage all parents to buy a cheap computer that could handle some primitive music tracker. And this crazy woman would end up with a classroom of composers. Can you imagine that? An entire classroom of barely teenage composers. Everyone in that classroom would compose something neat or wild or vivid, and it would be music. You see what I mean by the word slide. You come to a point and you grow from it. You can't leap into mathematics. You need a reason to go there. You need a computer, a desire to program your first evolving and infinite song, where you will be dealing with making waves, the sawtooth, the sine wave, the square wave. And here, math becomes a tool. It becomes useful. It becomes something that you need. Not some stupid memorization challenge that you will never return to. But a tool that you will reuse because you will have a need for it. Our knowledge must grow organically. And the tree must be driven by our own curiosities, not what somebody else wants us to learn, because we will never go back to it. And listen to this. The difference between real education and ineffective education as we have today is the same difference as between moving back towards dark ages and advancing the humankind towards convergence of wisdom and world peace. It is a big deal. If you can, and I know that not everyone can, and if you can do so safely, please stop memorizing in class. Please stop pretending to learn. Please stop performing in the church or theater of ineffective education. Do not sacrifice your spark, your mind, and content of character for a meaningless GPA and diploma and a mind-numbing career that will frankly just make you old. Instead, begin your self-education immediately. Listen to all the narrated books that are held in high esteem by clear-thinking intellectuals. Maybe consider walking the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide to earn your triple crown when you're ready for it. And rather than just waiting for aging to happen and then merely looking the part, begin to deliberately grow all the way up until you become a great being.